Nolte, BBC ordered to pay damages for fake news about Trump and Ukraine president. By John Nolte on March 29, 2019. The BBC was ordered to pay damages after the far-left outlet published fake news claiming Ukraine President Petro Poroshenko authorized an illegal payment of $400,000 to Michael Cohen for additional FaceTime during a June 2017 meeting with President Trump. "We apologize to Mr. Poroshenko for any distress caused and have agreed to pay him damages, legal costs and have participated in a joint statement in open court," the BBC said in a written apology published Thursday. In the May 2018 piece, the disgraced BBC made the absurd claim that Poroshenko, who already had a meeting set up with Trump, paid this $400,000 to extend the meeting. Think about how well this utterly deranged piece of fake news fits into the overall media's Russia collusion hoax. Poroshenko is an aggressive opponent of Russian President Vladimir Putin, so naturally the only way he could get serious FaceTime with Trump, aka Putin's stooge, is through a six-figure bribe. Michael Cohen was still the president's personal lawyer at this time, which means the media were desperate for us to see Cohen as Trump's world-traveling bagman, because that would lend credibility to the phony dossier's lie about Cohen visiting Prague to pay off the hackers who got Hillary's emails. The story openly insinuates Trump is both in Putin's pocket and accepting bribes. In a way, you have to admire the slickness of it, the triple bank shot of hysteria the BBC hoped to sink. But it is also preposterous. Who in their right mind would believe a billionaire like Trump would risk his presidency and prison for a lousy $400,000, or use Cohen to arrange it? Just as preposterous, though, is the whole idea Trump was a traitor who stole a presidential election, and we were hit with that media lunacy 24/7 for 2 years. More from the BBC. In our News at 10 bulletin and in an online article published on May 23, 2018, we incorrectly reported that Petro Poroshenko, the president of Ukraine, had procured or authorized a corrupt payment of $400,000 to be made to Michael Cohen, the personal lawyer of Donald Trump, to extend a brief meeting between Mr. Poroshenko and President Trump that had already been agreed into more substantial talks. No word yet on the amount of damages paid by the BBC, but it is good to see some justice done. The idea a news outlet can smear anyone they like, hide behind freedom of the press, and suffer no consequence is outrageous. Let's hope Nick Sandman is delivered a similar form of justice very, very soon. Poroshenko, who is running for re-election, sued the BBC over the report. Election day is March 31.